At the NAFB convention, I am meeting with our new NAFB Foundation scholarship recipients. I'm going to let you all introduce yourself. I'll just start here to my left and go ahead first with you, Taylor.
All right. My name is Taylor James. I'm a junior at Kansas State University from Clay Center, Kansas.
All right. Next.
Hello. My name is Denise Donnelly. I'm a junior at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
And Julie.
Hey there, this is Julie Martin. I come from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where I'm a senior majoring in life science communications and ag economics.
So I'll pose a question, and you can just kind of jump in, whoever wants to here. First of all, just what does it mean to you to be selected to receive this scholarship?
How much of an honor can you really get? I mean, this is the best of the best, and being able to be given that honor is so rewarding. Be able to further your education based on this money that has been given to me and the fellow recipients are not only going to help us further our education, but only really get more experience in the real world.
If I could echo on that a little bit, you know, I don't know how many applications there were, but to be one of the three that was picked to receive a scholarship, it's just simply an amazing honor, and we're happy to be here.
Great. Let me ask, describe your reason why you applied. I mean, what is it that you're most interested in? Maybe we'll start over here with you.
All right. Well, the reason why I applied is just because I have such a passion for agri-communications, and I really want to be a connection between the consumers and other agricultures across the entire globe, actually. And applying for this scholarship was just kind of on a whim, and it's like what they had just mentioned before. It is a great honor to be accepted and to have something like the National Association of Farm Broadcasters to believe in my potential for my future. It's an incredible honor.
Any other comments from you all?
Sure. Yeah, there's just a huge history, I think, behind ag broadcasting. I just met a guy that was being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I can still remember as a kid listening to Kelly Lenz, and that, you know, meeting him as a freshman in college was just really amazing to me. And I think just being able to be a part of that industry and being one of those images known is simply amazing, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
And when going back to why would we, why wouldn't we, why wouldn't you not apply for a position where you could be able to meet so many people and get a further step in your education? If the honor is given, if the material is there, why not go for it?
I'll ask you one last question. What do you want to be when you grow up then?
That's a great question. I guess I'm focusing on a couple different ways. I'd like to be a communicator between consumers and just to really bring back the importance of the message to consumers as well, work with global economics and possibly improve the whole agriculture situation across the world.
I'm more specifically interested in the television broadcasting side of things, being able to produce that type of message in different arrays of the country. I mean, be able to show the corn crop in Illinois based on to different across the world. So being able to show that through video is what I would like to do.
Supposed to say astronaut, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I would really like to be involved in either the radio broadcasting or the agricultural journalism side. Those are the two areas I feel most passionate about.
Well, thank you all very much. I really am glad I had a chance to meet with you here. Look forward to seeing you at lunch today, where we will have sort of our formal announcement, I guess. But here from the NAFB convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.